This podcast brought to you by RadioUgly.com. Independently in your face.
www.radiougly.com. That last track, again, Jugular, that was Planet Dead. That happens to be my favorite. And we have the boys on the phone. We actually are blessed. I was just talking with Charlie, who is their manager, and who I've been emailing back and forth with. She seems absolutely great. We've got a few people in the house. We have Monster. We have Riga, which is a guitar player. Who do I have on the phone?
I'm Monster, and I'm Riga. And together, we are Jugular.
Oh, I was going to say Wild Stallions, but that's okay.
And Demons!
That's awesome, guys. You guys are great. This stuff rocks. You guys got to have a lot of fun making this.
Yeah. We try to have as much fun as possible. We're all about the fun.
You should see us on stage. You know how much fun we have writing the music, playing it, and getting it out there to the fans.
I know. I've seen some of the pics. I've seen some of the video. You walk the walk. I mean, it's got to be tiring. What about the promotions and the how much time does that take from you guys?
It's nonstop. I mean, we were talking earlier, on the internet thing, you know, the chat room, the Radio Ugly chat room, which I love being in there. And any free minute you can get, we spend that minute promoting Jugular, promoting people that work with us, like Radio Ugly, and we are so honored to be on your show right now and, you know, releasing It's Alive. Yes, Jugular, It's Alive to, you know, your listening audience.
Well, I tell you what, I've been impressed with the fan base that you guys have got. I see you have a new, is that kind of like a fan page or a street team page that you've got started?
We didn't start it. It's a fan club, and it has nothing to do with us. It was really weird. I was on MySpace one day, and it said, can we cuss on this, by the way, or is this no?
You ain't got to worry about nothing on here, my friend.
All right, cool. So anyways, I opened the MySpace, and it said, hey, you know, Jugular Knots would like to be your friends. And I'm like, what the hell? who stole the logo? And, you know, and I went to the page, and it was all, this is a Jugular fan site. And I was like, we've got a fan club? And no one made me hip to this.
Yeah, there's pictures of me up there with comments. And I'm like, where the fuck does this come from? And then here we go. Someone's out there starting a fan site for them. So we added it to the website. You know, check it out. Jugular, JUGULUR.com. And, yeah, you can check out our site and the fan site. It's pretty cool.
I think that's great that you got people that do that. And it's fairly new, and it's already got over 150 friends. I mean, this has only been the last 30 days that I've seen this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even think it's been a month yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's fairly new. What do you guys got coming on here real quick for upcoming events? What does NAMM stand for, NAMM?
It's the National Association of Musical Merchants. It's basically it's Disneyland for musicians, but it's a trade show where, you know, all the companies are basically showing what they've come out new with, and stores that buy gear to sell to musicians, they are there to buy the product. So then they have people like me standing, you know, like Ashdown or GHS Strings or Hot Picks or numerous companies we work with. They have, you know, us there
to represent.
You should play this because we play it.
Right, exactly. I tell you what, you guys look good doing it for what it's worth.
Yeah, well, you know, we try, and we're fairly honored. I mean, I shouldn't say fairly. We are very honored. We are an unsigned band that has over 19 A-level endorsements, and anybody in the business knows A-level means free gear.
Yes, yeah. You know, it's funny that you said that. I want to take 2 seconds. We'll try to keep it short. The whole unsigned band thing, boy, that's really gone in a different direction in the last 2 to 3 years, don't you think? Unsigned is not as bad as it used to be.
No, and with computers and places like Radio Ugly and MySpace and some of the other places, you can pretty much get your music to a whole lot of people, and, you know, who needs a label?
I've seen that. I've seen so many people get so darn, you know what I mean, get so much done without actually having it. I've seen people out there that really don't care to have that label. Maybe they're just saying that. I'm not sure, but.
Well, the label is a bank, basically.
Okay.
And
you know, it's hard. They got stuff they can do. That, you know, they can do promotion that, you know, other places can't.
Right.
But realistically, I mean, if you're hungry enough for it and you're willing to do the job and work hard and be dedicated to your craft and be dedicated to promoting your band, there is no way to no reason why you shouldn't be doing stuff. The hardest thing when you're, I guess, an unsigned band is, you know, the getting into the venues want you to do the pay to play because you're an unsigned band.
Right.
We are not a pay to play band. You want us to play, we'll come to your club, we will rock the hell out of it, we will demolish everything, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to be held liable for $1,000 to, you know, sell your tickets.
Exactly.
You know, our job is to rock out, your job is to get the people there.
Yep, yep. And I tell you, I really think, going out on a limb here, predicting that it's going to continue to change throughout the next few years, that the independents are going to have more and more power. And these people that you represent, I got to tell you, they're recognizing this. They're recognizing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And we've been on TV. We've been on Farm Club. I don't know if you remember that show.
I do. Yep.
We were on Farm Club. We've been lucky enough to get appearances on MTV, Metallica Icon, MTV, Aerosmith Icon. You know, and if you're lucky enough and you watch the Game Show Network, there's an episode of Dog Eat Dog. I was on Dog Eat Dog, and they let me wear my Jugular shirt through the whole taping episode. And, you know, so it was just more promotion for my band.
There you go. Yeah. Like I say, one of my favorite picks was you guys wearing our shirts. You don't know what that's all over the place. I just, that was an honor for us, and I want to say personally thank you for that. That was great.
No,
for
thank you, because yeah. You guys are promoting us, and anybody that promotes us, we will promote them. That's part of the ball game we work with the companies that we are endorsed by. Yeah, we get free gear, but if you think about it in this term, it's not really free gear because we are promoting their gear to all our friends, other musicians, kids come up, hey, Monster, I want to play bass. What bass should I get? Get a Mammoth.
Yeah.
You know, we help out whoever helps us out.
The instruments you play, you have, I believe I read, a custom-built bass.
Correct? Which one?
Really, really. There's one in particular that stands almost as tall as you do.
Well, yeah, it's 54 inches long from tip to tip. And it's ridiculous. It's called the Recluse Bass, after the Recluse spider that I actually got bit by in 2001. Damn near killed me. So I decided I should have a bass named after it and beat the hell out of that thing.
And the guitar player, I can only see the head of it, and I just got booted out trying to take a look at it. But is that Gibson? No.
Yes, it is Gibson.
Gibson.
Riga.
Yeah, most of my gear is Gibson. You know, I've been playing them for a while. And I'm a pretty simple guy. It's kind of funny. The guitarist in the band, I use the least amount of pedals. Monster here has got about 50 or 100. You know, I pretty much just use a Gibson into a wah into my Carvin V3. And, you know, that's it. That's all the brutality I need. I try to keep it simple, raw, and, you know, in your face.
I'm just trying to, a bad DJ here. I've ignored the tag. I do have a couple questions. What inspired the logo Metal for the Masses?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring metal back to the masses. It's Jugular's been really lucky that, like Charlie was telling you, we have a European booking agent. We're going to Europe in June or somewhere in this year. July, she says.
She's there with you, isn't she?
Yeah.
That she's there with you, that European.
Charlie is right here. We got Sanders, the European booking agent. We got Dennis, the light god.
The light guy. just lights, or you got to get some pyrotechnics in there. That's what comes next, you know.
Well, the pyro they don't let you do here in America after good old Great White. But in Europe, Sanders assured us that we can blow things up, so we're excited.
He's known for his cannon.
You know something? I don't mean to put a light note on it, but nobody had a problem with it when Michael Jackson caught on fire. Once Great White did it, that just shut everything down.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think when Michael Jackson did it, we were all hoping he would do it again.
So we have a European tour. Is that definite or is that in the works right now?
It's in between in the works and definite. I mean, we've got the booking agent right here in the room, so I'm saying it's probably more towards the definite.
That's
but,
great.
You know, with everything, I mean, being in just like life, nothing is guaranteed except death and taxes.
Yeah, good song.
So,
yeah.
You know, we all we can do is hope for the best, shoot for the moon, and, you know, help out our friends. Like the guitar you're talking about, mammothguitar.com. It's MAMMOTHGUITAR. See, I can spell. I'm a teacher who spells.
They pay you very well to spell that, my friend.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
If you look, I have a skateboard bass coming out now, too.
Actually, PJ seen that, and she said, I haven't seen it yet, but she said it rocked.
Yeah, it's going to be finished tomorrow. I get to pick it up. You can check out, there's pictures on the website. You can check it out.
Riga, for you again, the Gibson, okay, is that something you play by choice, or do you get helped out by them as well?
Currently, I'm not getting helped out by Gibson. It's just something I've always played, and, you know, if they're listening, you know, go to the website, check us out, and get in touch.
There you go. And with the band as a whole, having opportunities to play something else, what is, you know, and maybe get a little help, what has steadfastly kept you with that axe?
With the Gibson?
Yeah. I mean, you must have been tempted.
With Jugular, all the endorsements we have, they're our choice and they're the endorser's choice. I mean, it's like I said, it's a two-way street. I don't endorse anything that I don't personally use.
Dude, I love that. That's cool.
You know, I get offered gear a lot. And, you know, people are like, hey, you know, use this or try that. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't like it.
Yep.
Can we give you one anyways? No, I don't like it.
Yep.
You know?
There you go.
So what Jugular is endorsed by, Jugular uses. You know, we all wear Tux boots. So, you know, we are endorsed by Tux boots. You know, me and Riga both use GHS strings, so we're endorsed by GHS strings. I use Rocktron effects. I've got Rocktron effects in my board. I have other pedals by other companies that I'm not endorsed by because those are the sounds I want. You know, that company makes that sound. But with Jugular, we are very much about our integrity. Some people have called, you know, especially me, because I've got a lot of gear, a gear whore. And I'm like, no, I use everything. I've got an 810, I use it. I got a 215, I use it. I've got four basses, I play live. This stuff I all use. If I don't use it, don't give it to me.
Yep.
I want a Dr. Pepper bass, by the way. I noticed you got that guitar. I'm like, I want a Dr. Pepper bass.
It's you know, I've had it. I actually picked it up. And I've never touched it. I played it once to make sure it played, and it's hung on the wall. And it's a kick-ass looking guitar, but I got to tell you, guy, it's kind of an inexpensive guitar. So I think you'll be upset when you got the final product. It does look cool, though.
You know, if it's got Dr. Pepper in it, then I can drink it.
There you go. I'd like to talk
to your Dr. Pepper guitar. If you go onto our MySpace, there's a company called Guitar Grip. They make these... they screw into your wall to hold your guitar, but it's shaped like a hand. Well, we now, at NAMM this year, and you can see pictures on our MySpace, we are doing what's called the Monster Grip.
That's cool.
And it kind of coincides with It's Alive. I mean, if you read the reason we released It's Alive is because, you know, we're making our, you know, our jaunt back into destroying the world. And It's Alive seemed like an appropriate title, but realistically, the song's about Frankenstein. I mean, I love the dude. And the Monster Grip kind of coincides with that whole theme, too.
I have Thumper on the tag, Riga Monster High, and then Monster Energy Bass. That ring a bell?
Monster Energy. We actually used to work with Monster Energy, but as of recently...
We were the first band.
Yeah, we were... Jugular was actually the first band ever endorsed by Monster Energy Drink. But now that, you know, they're working with, you know, these big name acts, and we're still unsigned and whatever. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. You know,
yeah.
When I start working with Rockstar Energy Drink and it says Monster Drinks Rockstar, you're going to be in trouble.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. You're right about that. It's Alive. Let's talk about this track real quick.
All right.
How old? I recently. I think the question is the three tracks I have, which are Planet Dead, Creeper, and Torn, How long ago were those recorded?
2003.
Wow. Wow. And they still kick ass and rock hard today, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, so, and actually on Torn, we were talking about sounds and whatnot. That sound in Torn, that what I call the stone turkey underwater sound, the boop.
Yes.
That's my bass. That's not a sampling machine. That's not a keyboard. That is my bass.
How?
Pedals, toys.
That's great, dude.
I'm the mad scientist of, you know, I've actually been called the Tom Morello of bass, which is kind of scary in a weird way, but.
I do so much reading and I do so much cruising around that I'm not sure exactly where I seen it, but somewhere you had a write-up on you of somebody along the lines of the sounds that you're able to produce with that bass is just incredible and unmatched by none.
Yeah, I some people say, you know, when you're playing an instrument, you should be looking outside the box. And my comment is always, I have no idea where the box is.
There you go.
I don't know if I'm looking in or out, but if there's a box around here, I'm probably going to kick it anyways.
It's Alive. Is this with the same group members that have played the previous tracks?
No.
Okay. Jugular is regrouped or reformed?
Jugular is... it's me, Monster. I'm probably the only guy on those three other recordings. And we have Riga now on guitar. We have Mad Cole on vocals. And we have Mike Dupke, who's also the drummer for Wasp. He drums for us, but they're going on tour soon, so we're going to have to find a touring drummer.
Okay.
But if tours coincide, we can't use them because Blackie plays them more.
Right.
Blackie.
So It's Alive, and I got a little kind of a sneak peek, I believe, when I was talking to Charlie, that you're looking to release possibly some more coming into the summer months.
We actually, here's the deal, and I'm telling you this now, and your listeners will be the first to hear it. We are actually going to release It's Alive today. In February, we have another song we're going to release. In March, we have another song we're going to release. And in April, we have another song we're going to release. We're going to release one song a month. And then late spring, early summer, we will have a full CD. But we do have these four songs that we're going to release finished in the can. They are done. And they're not what I would call CD quality per se, because these are really just demos to get the people's appetites wet.
Get people talking jugular.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes. Get people talking jugular again.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
And the next song, we know what the next song is, but we're not telling your listeners yet. But we would love to do this again in February and in March and in April with the other songs. And I think your listeners will be quite titillated by the new songs.
Hey, I'm up for that. Once a month and then do a CD release party or something. Radio Ugly's all about that. We've had a couple artists do that, and I tell you, it's been nothing but it's been a great experience.
Cool.
It's been great. Okay, guys, anything else you want to tell us about? We got a couple minutes left.
If you're at NAMM, stop by one of the booths. I'd be more than happy to sign an autograph for you and a picture. And
we are in the current February Guitar Player magazine. It's the one with Metallica on the cover. I think we're one page, page 84. We're in the Snapjack cable ad. And, you come check us out at NAMM at, booth 1377.
Sure.
I have PJ, which is our Californian DJ, working on a studio that she believes is going to have up and running in February. And she says she's really, really close to you guys. If that's something you might be interested in, maybe for one of those releases, is to actually go in the studio. In the studio, we have video capability.
Oh, check that out.
Yes, we can
do this.
Yeah. So if you actually get to one of the East Coast or the West Coast, we could actually do an interview and with the Ustream. And it's really great. And we can record that video, too. So for what it's worth, we should really, really talk here in the future.
Yes. But the problem is if you put us on webcam, that's really going to be Radio Ugly.
That's what we're about, my friend. That's what we're about. Okay, I want to thank you guys for talking to me, Charlie, the European tour guide. I forgot her name. Sandra
Sanders.
Sanders, Riga, and Monster. You guys, thank you for doing us the pleasure of coming on here. And I will have a recorded version of this, too, that I can send you guys when we're all done.
Awesome. And I want to thank you for, you know, being willing to help bands out. I mean, I've seen other bands on your station and in the chat room, and I think it's awesome that there's people out there willing to take that step forward and help others. There's too much... In this business, sometimes there seems to be a lot of BS or a lot of backstabbing. And honestly, we don't need any of either.
Yep.
Oh, don't if you can't do it, don't say you can.
There you go.
And if you can do it, don't stab me in the back with it.
Yep. That's what's really, really been great. Radio Ugly, we've been here. I think we've proved our worth. We're going on our fifth year. And I tell you, it's really, really great when we can have the tag. And bands that have been here with us for a couple years now are able to come on, hang out like old friends. And I look forward to you guys being one of them.
Well, we look forward to coming actually to your hometown and rocking for you.
Dude, you should see my town. It's absolutely gorgeous. You'd love it, and you're always welcome. And that would be really, really great.
We can make it ungorgeous real quick.
I'm not sure if I could let you stay in my living room, but you're more than welcome.
If you've got a cage, we're all good.
There you go. I want to thank you guys for coming on here. We're going to spin this tune there, It's Alive by Jugular. And we're going to talk soon, guys.
Cool. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
There you go, guys. That was great. Those guys, that was Riga, that was Monster, Sanders, and Charlie from Jugular. And it looks like we might be... able to actually maybe get a track a month from these guys until possibly April. With the CD release, I'm excited for these guys. They seem to be excited themselves. That's really, really great. A lot of fun, a lot of work. If you guys are going to be in NAMM, please get me something signed. Send it to me. I'll trade you a shirt or something. Here we go, guys. Thanks for tuning in to me, RadioUgly.com. We have Jugular. It's Alive right here for you. Tell me what you think. Light up that tag board. Tell them, show them the love. Here we go, guys.
All my life has been a lie, built for destruction. In these days, they fill my eyes, looking for redemption. Hillside black and crazy car, I've done nothing wrong. Torches burning, angry mob, I've done nothing wrong.
It's a lie,
it's war.
The people scream,
it's war.
It's a lie,
it's war.
Just let me be,
it's war.
It's a lie,
it's war.
The people scream,
it's war.
It's a lie,
it's war.
Just let me be.
Together by the kind, mind with the murder. All I've known I'm left behind. Didn't mean to hurt her.
Hillside black and gray got calm.
I've done nothing wrong.
Torches burning angry mob.
I've done nothing wrong.
It's a lie,
it's war.
The people scream,
it's a lie,
it's war.
Just let me be.
It's war.
The people scream.
It's a lie.
It's war.
Just let me be.
There you go, everybody. It's a live from Jugular on RadioUgly.com. We've been blessed to be able to play this track today, and its release date is January 10th of 2009. And for you DJs tuned in there, it is now officially available for your shows on the FTP. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all you guys. I want to thank Monster. I want to thank Digger and Thumper and Bruno. These are some new people to the tag. I want to thank everybody else that's sitting outside that didn't quite make it in. And there you go. We here at Jugular thank you all. So there we go. There we go. We're going to open this up to the request line, okay? I'm going to leave you with one track. Okay, and like I say, I want to thank you. I want to thank Rage for recording this, okay? And we should have copies for the band here really, really soon. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it, okay? And there's Sid. Hi, Sid. There you go. Peace, guys. RadioUgly.com.